All right, Seth Hamaker, I'm sure you've been asked a bunch, but start, first few laps, what the hell was going on?
Oh, man, that was a crazy first couple laps.
We thought something was wrong with your bike.
It probably looked like that. No, off the start, I just spun off the mesh, like, right away. And then was, like, mid-pack. And then the first rhythm got through okay. Second, onto that first tabletop, I was, like, next to Kobush. And he couldn't see me. He kind of just – we just kind of hit. And I went, like, sideways, left, and then I got my crossbar hit my helmet, and I couldn't see. So then I'm, like, going left, and I'm, like, how am I still up? Because there's nobody – like, there's people behind me, and I'm, like, okay, this is good. And I started going right, and I'm, like, I'm still up. Got my helmet back down, could finally see. And then the rest of that lap was just worse than that. And then tried to regroup.
For the whoops, you, like,
It was just pretty hectic. And, just – after that start, after that I spun, maybe just panicked a little bit too much and put myself in a worse position, and then just had to claw my way back up. But other than that, the race was okay after that.
At some point, your lap times were great. You were ripping okay. You know what I mean? So, like, you recovered nicely. And mentally, you're probably like, hey, whatever I finish. Is that kind
of that's kind of what I felt. After the first two laps, I was like, okay, just put my head down, get through some of the guys as safe as I could after that. You know, tried to regroup that way. And then I, you know, my mechanic was giving me my positions, and I knew Thrasher was out front, so I was like, that's good. And then I heard the crowd go wild, and then RJ was down, and had a couple laps there where maybe could put a push on him. But
I was wondering,
I was thinking, but I was like, you know, he regrouped pretty good too, and just didn't have enough there at the end. But points are close. We're going into Salt Lake here, and winner take all kind of thing.
Like, look, if you're in your position, wasn't great tonight, but you just have to beat the other guys that you have beaten more than a few times this year, right?
Just go in there and try to win the thing. That's all we can really do. And we've got the West Coast guys. It'll be a crazy race like tonight, probably, but try to execute a good start and see where we end up.
What do you think of the split lane?
Thought it was okay. I thought the outside inside was for the most part better all day, but I think it's cool every now and then they switch it up, so something new and something different, and I think that's cool.
How was that 3-3 rhythm for you there?
It was pretty gnarly. I didn't hit it till the last qualifier, like a couple last laps, and you know how the transitions were, they weren't as bad as what I thought they were from the rain. And going over the bigs is pretty gnarly, you know, especially because some of the ruts that you hit some laps, it doesn't throw you the same. So you either over jump it or case it. So you just got to be aware. But
you look for a 2D guy like a lot.
That first one, you had to get it. Yeah. So, it was pretty challenging. But I thought the racetrack overall tonight was a good one.
All right. Well, hey, one more to go. If someone had told you at the beginning of the year that you'd be in this position, you take it, right?
I'll take it for sure. And we have a great shot at this thing. So I'm just grateful to be in it.
Cool. Thank you.
Thanks.
Awesome. Thanks, awesome.